Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Grief counselors will be on hand today in Uvalde, Texas, where a gunman killed 19 children and two adults at an elementary school. President Biden learned of the incident while traveling home from Asia yesterday. In a speech last night, Biden urged Congress to pass stricter gun control laws.
Why are we willing to live with this carnage? Why do we keep letting this happen? Where in God's name is our backbone to have the courage to deal with it and stand up to the lobbies? It's time to turn this pain into action. For every parent, for every citizen in this country, we have to make it clear to every elected official in this country, it's time to act.
Biden also pressed for stricter gun control laws 10 years ago, following the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre. Uvalde is located about 85 miles west of San Antonio. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has won the Republican nomination for a third term. Paxton defeated State Land Commissioner George P. Bush, a member of a political dynasty. Houston Public Media's Andrew Schneider has more.
Paxton defeated Bush by a margin of roughly 2-1. That's despite the legal clouds hanging over Paxton of an indictment on securities fraud charges and an FBI investigation for alleged corruption. University of Houston political scientist Brandon Rodinghouse said Bush found himself out of step with the changing nature of the Texas Republican Party.
I think the George P. Bush campaign struggled to find an identity. Being anti-Paxton was not enough.
In his victory speech, Paxton sounded a somber note, reflecting on Tuesday's school shooting in Uvalde. He said he would go down to Uvalde Wednesday to help the families of the victims. I'm Andrew Schneider in Houston.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp has defeated Trump-backed challenger David Perdue in a Republican gubernatorial primary. Kemp will face Democrat Stacey Abrams in the general election. South Korea says that North Korea has fired three missiles into the Sea of Japan, including a suspected intercontinental ballistic missile. As the BBC's Gene McKenzie reports, the test was carried out after President Biden attended a security summit in Tokyo.
After weeks of speculation that North Korea would test a major missile while Mr. Biden was here in Asia, it's waited until just after he left. At the weekend, Mr. Biden met South Korea's new president and agreed to step up the United States' defense of the country, given the increasing threat posed by North Korea. The U.S. and South Korea have responded this morning by joint firing two missiles of their own. Proof, South Korea says, that they are ready to react quickly and firmly to what it calls grave provocations.
The BBC's Gene McKenzie reporting. You're listening to NPR News. Hyundai is recalling about 239,000 vehicles sold in North America because of potentially defective seat belts. The recall covers some late model Ascent, Elantra, and Elantra hybrids. Three injury reports have been linked to seatbelt pretensioners that exploded. The pretensioner locks the seatbelt in place in the event of an accident. Indiana lawmakers have voted to override the governor's veto of a ban on transgender girls in school sports. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Lauren Chapman reports that the ACLU of Indiana has already filed a lawsuit against the bill.
Governor Eric Holcomb vetoed Indiana's ban on transgender girls in girls' school sports in March. Lawmakers returned to the State House for a one-day technical session, giving them the opportunity to overturn it. Senate President Pro Tem Roderick Bray says the state is prepared for legal challenges.
We don't like to get the state of Indiana sued, but it happens from time to time, and it's a policy that I think we can stand behind.
Shortly after the vote, the ACLU of Indiana filed a lawsuit. Katie Blair, Director of Advocacy and Public Policy, says the measure was unconstitutional and hateful.
We're going to do whatever it takes to protect trans children and make sure that they know that they are loved and they belong in the state of Indiana.
The ACLU hopes to block the bill from taking effect on July 1st. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Chapman in Indianapolis.
An independent commission is recommending new names for nine U.S. military bases that currently honor Confederate officers. It's part of the U.S. military's effort to confront racial injustice. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.